Alaska Energy Authority Executive Director Steve Haginson today gave legislators a preview of the statewide energy plan he's been working on since he was given the assignment in March. He told the Joint Renewable Energy Task Force that after talking to utilities, communities, native groups, and the public, there has been no shortage of ideas.
Almost everybody in the state has a plan on what they want to do. I'd like to coordinate them all at some point. I have a deadline of December 1st to get this all pulled together. I will hit that.
He says his mandate is to save money for people's energy needs using local fuel and sources instead of diesel for heat and electricity. Local sources can be anything from hydro plants to wood. And Haginson says along with that comes a stronger economy. As an example of the cost of energy, he said Selawik right now spends $2.4 million a year for energy needs. He says Fairbanks loses $460 million each year.
If you could keep all of that work using locally available fuels in your economy, it would be a huge boon to the economy. You'd have local jobs. It would allow for some wealth retention in Alaska instead of sending all of our money south to lower 48. It would help us reduce our energy costs, reducing the amount of fuel and delivery and all the infrastructure it takes to deliver liquid fuels.
The final plan will look at alternatives to current fuel sources and at new technology that will work in the state. Haginson says he's not looking at policy decisions or even at budget decisions beyond the cost of an individual project. That's for the administration and the legislature to work on. He says he wants to present a way to get all the energy needs in the state below the 12 cent floor of the Power Cost Equalization Program. He says that will leave the PCE as a safety net for price fluctuations as urban and rural energy prices come more into balance. Natural Resources Commissioner Tom Irwin told the panel that the energy plan has to carefully define a state energy policy. He warns that everyone could change to wood-burning stoves right now, only to find next year that the result was not what they wanted.
If we'd have been on hydro already for years, our economy, our people would have all been better off in general. So we have to be smart, and there's going to have to be a real linking of the two together.
The task force is charged with coming up with its own long-term energy plan that members hope will not be far removed from the direction the Energy Authority will take. Haginson says he plans to release his plan the 1st of December and will get feedback from various stakeholders in the field. Then in January, he will take it to the public on a tour of Alaska communities.